And it is the Phil Henry Show every night till 10 p.m. on the Pacific Coast and 1 a.m. out on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that kind of knows what it's talking about. And we are into, entertainment. That's what it's about. We thank you for being with us. We have Pastor David Castorini on the line, Reverend David Castorini, from his youth ministry in Phoenix, Arizona. We're going to talk with him about these controversial statements made by himself and perhaps by others in his ministry there over the past few days, having to do with Judge Judy. We're continuing with the discussion. We also have Dean Wheeler ahead tonight, who's going to be talking about Bradley Manning, and we have Bob Green, who will discuss the layoffs at Cisco. So in any event, Reverend, thanks for staying with us. I wanted to sort of refresh the audience now as to what it is you and I have been discussing, if you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely, Phil. I'm more than happy to do that.
Okay. Your statements about Judge Judy, which, by the way, folks, they were flattering, I guess.
Yeah, well what I said, and people can do and they can say what they want. What I said was, as I was speaking in front of our youth pastors, and these are a group of fine young people who we literally send out into the community, and they are charged with bringing back to our central church candidates for a further counseling training. They're charged with going out and finding young people who are at risk who can come back and serve our church needs.
Yeah, but so you're giving them this talk.
So yes, so I'm giving them this talk, and I said, Judge Judy, and I think I don't have her last name, Phil. It's Scheinlin, I believe. I think it is a Jewish last name. I said Judge Judy is a very handsome woman. I said that I found Judge Judy to be an attractive woman, and that's what got reprinted.
Well, it was more than that, though, wasn't it?
It was a little bit more, but in substance, that's what I was saying.
Well, but in substance, you said a lot more than that. You were saying to these youth counselors in training, what?
Well, I said.
I mean, you said to me you were not so much proud of it. You didn't have a problem repeating it.
No, I don't have a problem repeating it. I said that Judge Judy had a good-looking rear end on her. I said she had great hips. I said she had great-looking. And I used the four-letter word for, I said she had great breasts.
Did you say to these young people that you would have sex with her?
I didn't say that. I don't know where you got that story from.
Well, I got it from you. You said that you found, her desirable.
Well, what I said to them, I said that Judge Judy, if I could convert her. And here again, I don't want this to be taken the wrong way because I respect all religions. But I said, I'll give you an example of someone who's not a Christian who I would do anything I could to convert them to Christianity. I said, Judge Judy, who I was just looking at on TV and who I know is is Jewish, I said, I would go so far as to have a relationship with her.
All right, but see, you're cleaning it up a little bit here for radio, and I think it's important, Pastor, to say what you said to them.
Well, I'm cleaning it up because I'm assuming you don't want me to use the actual words that I used.
Well, you were really graphic, right?
I was trying to make a point to young people.
All right, but you were being pretty.
I was trying to make a point to young people about how seriously I take this ministry. And I was not on the radio at the time, Phil. I was not on television at the time, and I wasn't trying to proselytize or ingratiate myself with an entire television audience. I was saying to these young people, I said that I'll give you an example. I was watching Judge Judy before I came over to the church. She was on TV, and they had shown a publicity shot of her sitting on a desk, and I said she had a good-looking. I used the word
ass.
I didn't say that. I said I used the word butt. I might have used the word ass, and I said she had great looking. Can I use?
No, don't. You can't. That for some reason you can't use that word. But you used starts with a T, and you said so. You're talking about this woman's body.
Yeah, but again, it's not fair to say that that's what this was about. It was not about that. It was about me converting her from Judaism to Christianity.
Now, I want to ask you something, because it's kind of interesting. Welcome to the show, folks. The Phil Henry Show here. I've got Pastor David Castorini from the youth ministry there in Phoenix, Arizona. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. You know that it's particularly explosive and particularly contentious whenever we hear Christian ministers talking about converting people who are Jewish.
Well, I don't say complete a Jew. I don't do that.
No, I know you don't do that, but there's a lot of them that do, and it's caused a lot of problems. And it's caused some ill will, and now you got you're making these statements about Judge Judy. Not only is she Jewish and you want to convert her to Christianity, you're saying that you would even go so far as to have sex with her to convert her.
Well, that has been a long-time staple of the David Castorini ministry, Phil, and perhaps I need to explain that.
Yeah, please do.
All right. Well, I have said many times, and I'm not ashamed of this, that I'll do anything, I'll go anywhere, I'll do what I have to do, Phil, to convert people to the way of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of that. I've always felt that, that's my job. And it's the job of anyone who considers himself to be a Christian minister, I think, to say, well, look, I'll go anywhere, I'll do anything, and even if it means I've got to have sex with Judge Judy.
Well, that was the other thing. When you said it that way, it was like it was an onerous and it was a difficult task to have sex with Judge Judy.
Well, and you'll notice that there's a hypocrisy there. They don't want me saying it, but then they want me to say it in a pleasant way. And that's what I pointed up to the assembly when they called me up and asked me to come in and to explain it. I said, you want me to convert people? So I said, I'll do anything I can, even have sex with Judge Judy, and then you tell me that I insulted her by saying that, but I also insulted her by saying I'm going to have sex with her anyway. So it's a double-edged sword. There's a hypocrisy there.
All right, well, you're saying there's hypocrisy because you made it sound like it would be a tough thing to have sex with Judge Judy, but at the same time, you say that you would have sex with Judge Judy to convert her, and you find her attractive. Aren't you sending the mixed message?
I'm saying, no, I don't think it's a mixed message, because what I said to these, I did say to mostly male counselors, yeah, I think Judge Judy has a great body, and I like her, and I said I like her from the waist down particularly. I also would consider it to be a tough thing to have relations with her, because first of all, I'm a married man. Even though, yes, I would have sex with her to convert her to Christianity, because that's the philosophy of our church.
Yeah, well, that's another thing that that we need to discuss. You guys have this very odd philosophy that says you'll go to any lengths to convert people, even have sex with them, which goes against the Bible.
It does not go against the Bible when the end result. See, it's all about the means. If the ends justifies the means.
Well, I don't know that any of that's in the Bible here. Hold on for a minute here. David Castorini, he is Reverend David Castorini of the Youth Ministries in Phoenix, Arizona, and he's talking with us here about a statement that he made in front of some of his youth ministers that he finds Judge Judy to be very, very attractive, and he thinks that Judge Judy has got a nice body. He would even go so far as to have sex with her to convert her to Christianity since she's Jewish. But that'd be kind of tough because the rest of her is a little rough to look at. Something along those lines. We'll take your calls here at 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. It's a very unusual ministry, but for David Castorini, you know, as he just said, the ends justify the means. The Phil Henry Show. Back here on the Phil Henry Show with Reverend David Castorini talking about Judge Judy. By the way, her son is in the news, Adam Levy. He's suing a local sheriff for defamation in a long feud that they say is fit for the reality television that his mother stars on. This young man, Adam Levy, the son of Judge Judy, said he's going to file a $5 million lawsuit against Putnam Sheriff Donald Smith on Wednesday for comments that Smith made regarding the ongoing investigation into a case that the two men have interest in. I don't know what county, the Putnam County, which I guess is, well, it doesn't matter, New York State. And so that's just a part of the ongoing saga there. What we're talking about here is a major part of the ongoing saga, but it is with Reverend Castorini of the youth ministry here. It's an interesting twist, and you got into enough trouble where you were called in front of your assembly there for your particular church because you said that having sex with Judge Judy, and my understanding was that it was a rather graphic and frank conversation.
Well, of course it was very frank, Phil. I'm talking with my youth ministers, and I told them, I've got to get these are young people you have to speak a certain language to. We're living in a day and age where we have a moral bankruptcy that is breaking all records for anticipation and for what we would expect. Look at the state the world's in. So I've got to get these young people on board, and I need to talk straight with them. And I said, look, I want souls. I don't care how you get them. I want souls. And
well, you don't care how you get them. So what if they held somebody at gunpoint and brought them into the church?
That's obviously not getting someone. That's somebody who's being coerced. I wouldn't be coercing Judge Judy to be a Christian if I had reluctantly only because I'm married. But reluctantly, if I had relations with Judge Judy, it would be because I believe so strongly in the gospel according to Jesus Christ, and that I would want to bring another soul to God, not because I want to cheat on my wife, as they say, and I wouldn't consider in that instance, I would not consider that cheating.
So, in other words, if you're converting a woman to Jesus by way of having sex with her...
No, I didn't say... when you asked me about Judge Judy, I said I would talk about her. I didn't say a woman. We're talking about Judge Judy. She's a prominent personality. She is a well-known personality in the media.
Are you telling me, then, that having sex with Judge Judy because she's a well-known member of the media is acceptable...
That is what I'm saying, yeah, and I don't mean to. I'm not denigrating other women.
So having sex with other women to bring them into church, not good.
No, I it is not acceptable because
is any of this in the Bible?
Well, let me finish, Phil, and I'll be happy to answer all your questions. To have carnal relations with a woman like Judge Judy, who is a prominent individual, would be acceptable because this is someone who is going to reflect. Well, because of the publicity that you get on the church. So if she became a Christian, I would think that we would get a great many people who would be then converting, and certainly there'd be interest in our church, and a great deal of good would be done by me having these relations with Judge Judy. If she is a woman that's unknown, then you're not exactly, you're not really doing much more than, yes, bringing a soul to God, although I don't know whether you'd be successful in that instance because your heart would not be in it. And as I've said to our youth counselors, you really need to put yourself 100% into it. And
why wouldn't your heart be in it if you're trying to convert a woman to Jesus just because she's not famous?
Well, because you, Phil, I'm not saying you don't try to convert people that aren't famous, but you asked me about having sexual relations.
All right, then why wouldn't your heart be in having sexual relations? I can't believe we're talking about this. You're a priest. You know, you're a man of God.
I'm not a priest. You almost said priest.
No, you're a man of God. You're a preacher is what I was going to say. And I can't believe that we're having a discussion about you having sex with women to convert them to Jesus.
Well, that's why because I'm focusing mostly on the Judge Judy. I'm not talking about other women. I'm focusing specifically on the Judge Judy controversy because I think that's a fight. As they say, choose your battles. That's a battle that I would have. I can't really defend myself. If you said I had sex with just any woman out there, I couldn't defend myself other than to say, I'm not happy at home, which I'm not, but I would never cheat on my wife.
Have you cheated on your wife?
No, I have not.
But you've had sex with other women?
No, I have not had sex with other women. I've done missionary work. And
you've had sexual relations with other women. Well, all right, I'm not going to belabor the point, but that's what you call missionary work.
That is exactly right.
We're talking here with Reverend David Castorini of the Youth Ministry of Phoenix, Arizona. who made the comment that it all started last night when you said that Judge Judy was an attractive woman. She had a nice-looking butt, is what you said, right?
That is correct, yes.
And great breasts and all this, and you'd have sex with her to convert her from Judaism to Christianity. And you also made this comment, which was reported this morning, that it would be pretty tough to do.
I said that as a way of softening the blow for my wife, because you were just asking me about my wife.
How would that soften the blow, sir?
You were just asking me about my wife, weren't you?
Yeah. How would that soften the blow?
Because she would know that I'm not doing it out of any kind of lust. She would know I'm doing it because I want my wife to know. I love my wife, and if I had sexual relations, Phil, and you're right, this is very embarrassing to talk about. This is something we only talk about with our counselors.
Wait, let me ask you something.
I want to finish what I was saying, though.
All right.
I would never say to my wife, I had a great time having sex with Judge Judy, and I converted her to Judaism, to Christianity, because it wouldn't be true. So I might as well be honest. That would be a tough one. That would be a tough one. I want my wife to know that. I love you. I wish we had a better marriage. But, here I am doing God's work. Now, having sex with Judge Judy, that would be very difficult. So I want my wife to know, at least in that instance.
At least in that instance, she's your choice over another woman.
No, sir. In that instance, the sex is not as good. The sex is not as good. And that's a very, very important, pivotal point to make. The sex is not as good if I was to have sex with a Judge Judy.
How long have you been married, Reverend?
I've been married 15 years. My wife, Cassidy, is my best friend. We have had a wonderful relationship.
Do you have children?
We do. We have two daughters.
Okay, and here you are out there in the world.
I'm out in the world, Phil, doing the work of God. I'm not catting around like some of these men who are unfaithful to their wives. And you see these men in society today who act like complete moral degenerates. They have no respect for their wives. They've got no respect for their children. And they're out having relations with everything that walks, everything that moves. I'm not talking about that. That's not me. What I'm doing is
You're having sex with everything that moves for Jesus.
No, sir. I think that's very unfair, Phil.
Well, I don't see the difference. But if you can convince me, we've got a couple of minutes. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm saying that I'm out having relations for Jesus, not for me. When I have sex with another woman, and first of all, she's got to be a prominent woman because that's who we go after. Secondly, it's got to be for Jesus, so I can't enjoy it at all. And that's the good thing about relations with Judge Judy. I go into that knowing it's going to be rough. It'll be rough going. It's going to be tough. It's going to cause me a great deal of anguish. It's going to cause me a great deal of...
Oh, come on. Reverend, you know...
Oh, Phil, you don't understand the work that I do on behalf of God. To do that.
All right. So you're having sex with Judge Judy. It's anguish. It's tough. It's difficult.
Yes, sir. It is. Absolutely. I love my wife, and I am forced, I'm having relations with her. One of the reasons why I told my counselors that Judge Judy had a nice butt or whatever I said is because she is so tough to look at. You understand? And so that was what prompted me to say that. And it prompted me to feel that, too. I've got to find a way to comfortably have sex with Judge Judy so that I can do it, so I can get through it, so that I can finish the task, is all I'm saying.
All right. We'll be back here with Reverend David Castorini from the Youth Ministries there in Phoenix, Arizona, as he talks with us about these comments he made about Judge Judy having a great body, and in point of fact, what he wants to do is have sex with her to convert her from Judaism to Christianity. It's part of their mission statement there at the youth ministry. Having sex with another woman other than his wife to convert her to Christianity, and it's got to be a prominent woman. It can't be a woman that's not well known, otherwise his heart isn't in it. This is what he's telling us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Reminder that we're online at philhenryshow.com. philhenryshow.com, P-H-I-L-H-E-N-D-R-I-E. Right now we're doing a live video cast of the show. We also do podcasts every day of our radio show, and we do a classic podcast as well of our radio show on philhenryshow.com. So check it out, philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and join us online here with our video cast and our podcast. We'll be right back after this break. And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night till 10 o'clock on the Pacific Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. That's how we do that. Later on, we're going to have Margaret Gray, Robert Leonard, Bud Dickman with us. They are usually members of the show panel, but we have been bringing out some of the newsmakers here because there have been some interesting stories in the news, not the least of which is this one here from Phoenix, where we have Reverend Castorini of the youth ministry there. In a little bit of hot water, not only with some of the young people that are members of his congregation, but also parents. And we wanted to bring on, you've got one individual who's one of the youth counselors there, Gavin Hurst. And Gavin, can you hear me?
I hear you good.
Okay, and Reverend, you're there?
I'm right here, Phil, yeah. Hey, Gavin.
Reverend, how are you?
Good.
Okay, Gavin, you were there, and you heard what, and I'm not here to get anybody in trouble, okay?
I understand.
But you heard what Reverend Castorini said, and you don't have a problem with him being here, do you, David?
No, I don't. I don't have a problem at all, Gavin. I want you to be perfectly honest and tell the audience here that, well, you tell them whatever you want to say, but I'm hopeful that you... I know you'll tell the truth. I know you'll tell the truth and tell them that I did not...
Well, no, you're coaching him, okay?
I don't know what I'm going to say. You
know what to say.
Hold on for a minute.
No, Phil, I didn't tell him what to say.
Well, what do you mean you know what to say?
No, I think if I could say, Mr. Henry, I've been a very glad and happy man in the youth ministry in Phoenix, Arizona, where Reverend Castorini picked me up from nowhere. I was nothing, and he helped me get my life together, and for that, I'm going to be always grateful to him and everyone at youth ministry. And what I heard him say last night, he was doing his preparation sermon, the homily that he does before we have our service. He said, I've seen on television Judge Judy. And he said, I like what I saw, on those lines, I think.
That's right.
And he said, I looked at Judge Judy. She sitting on a desk in a pose. It looked like they had posed her. And I said, well, can you tell me? Because I was in prison. And
Tell Phil and his audience about how long you've been in prison. You were in prison, Gavin.
Yeah, I was in prison for 15 years.
Why?
Armed robbery and aggravated assault. And also assault a police officer.
And when we got Gavin at our youth ministry, Phil, he was an absolute wreck of a human being. And this is a man who has done a world of good. He has moved up in the ranks.
All right, let me just finish hearing his story. Go ahead, Gavin.
Well, Reverend Castorini is right. They helped me so much. And he said, I seen Judge Judy on television last night. And, of course, my ears perked up. I heard that. I sat up a little bit straighter in my chair, and I wanted to hear what he was going to say about her, because I'd seen her on television. I thought that I've enjoyed listening to her. And he said, I saw her on television, and she has a very fine body on her, you know, talking about having a sexual, having a date with her. And I thought about that, too, because I've many time I would think about having a date.
With Judge Judy?
With Judge Judy or with Judge Judy primarily. That was the one primary interest that I had was of Judge Judy.
So you can see, Phil, in that instance I connected with Gavin. I connected with him, and it's something that which you want to do with all of our youth counselors.
Okay, so you connected with Gavin. Okay, go ahead, Gavin.
Yeah, so then he said I wouldn't mind taking her on a date, you know, and I would love to have her, and I, for Jesus' sake, you know.
That's right. I said, for Jesus' sake.
You got to, Reverend, please.
I apologize.
I said, he said, oh, you all won't go on a date with Judge Judy for Jesus' sake. And I raised my hand. I said, Reverend, tell me. He said I would take her pants off, take off her bra and take her clothes off in order for me to have, to bring a soul to Jesus. I said, you'd have a date with her? He said, yes, sir, I would. Yes, sir, I would. Very much so, sir. I said, because I've always felt like I want to do that, you know, with Judge Judy.
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
That's what he has to say, Phil. I think that's very clear.
That didn't sound clear to me at all.
What didn't sound clear about it? He was talking about watching me, listening to me last night. I said, Judge Judy, I want to convert her to Christianity because she is a Jewish, you know.
Yeah, that was it. He said she a Jewish lady. And I was raised in a very prejudiced home indeed. And so I said Jewish lady because I was raised in a very prejudiced home where Jewish people is not allowed in our home. And my father would not allow it. And I said, she's a Jew, and Reverend, you said...
I said, don't ever be prejudiced against people. They should be Christians. I told him that.
Yes, I'm going to have sex with a Jewish lady to make her into, turn her into a Christian. I'd like that a lot, you know.
That's right.
I said, I'd like that. I'd like that. That's how I had to go and, in the back and compose myself.
Well, what does that mean? You had to go compose yourself.
Let me speak for him because you put a young man on the spot here. Gavin is not used to speaking in a public forum. I think you're making him very nervous.
I want to have a date with him.
Well, Dad, Gavin, hold on for a minute. I'll talk about it. You're making him very nervous, Phil. All I'm saying is Judge Judy was brought up because I saw her. She looked good to me. She had on a tight skirt, and I said, there's something I'd have sex with for Jesus.
There's something I'd have sex with.
Hold on, I'll do it. Phil, I'm not running the National Association of Women here. I'm running a church. I'm sorry that I didn't mean to be disrespectful. I'm not trying to be, but I'm using shorthand, and you can tell, just talking to Gavin, that some of these guys are barely out of the cage. I mean, Gavin was in prison 6 months ago, so I have to start slow with them. I can't start with a lot of sophisticated philosophy about life and about how you treat women and everything. I've got to start out just, see that there? I said I'd have sex with that in order to bring that to Jesus. Now, you understand that. Gavin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
You understand that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I understand it. You look at that lady there. Yeah, I do it. I do it. Lickety-split, you know.
Right, I understand that. Now, you know that it would be hard for Reverend Castorini to have sex with Judge Judy, don't you?
I understand that'd be very difficult for you because you said she looks bad from the neck up, I think.
I said that, yes, I did. So what? Well, then what did I say was the solution?
You said you'd pass her off to me.
What are you teaching people?
Phil, would you hold on, please? What was the solution?
You said you'd pass her on off to me, and I could go ahead and convert her. And I said, that'd be fine with me.
You see, Phil, Gavin doesn't care. And so...
What does this pass her off to him and Gavin doesn't care? Do you understand? Do you hear what you're saying? Do you hear how you're talking? To me, it almost sounds like a sex cult, if you want my honest opinion.
Phil, I find that very offensive. I've been on your program.
Well, I mean, look at Reverend. Listen to what you're saying. Listen to the things you're saying. Listen to who you're using the name of Jesus Christ in order to use people, women for sex. Pass her off to Gavin here, you know.
No, that's only because the Reverend, he doesn't want to look at it, you know.
That's what I said to him. I said to Gavin, I can't look at that face, but I wouldn't mind. Well,
you know, she looks good from the backside.
I talked that way to him because, Phil, I'm not... in a wealthy church where they've got all kinds of money and they've got all kinds of nice talk. I've got to talk to people from the streets. I'm talking to ex-cons. I'm talking to junkies. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand, but I didn't think, and I don't anticipate, and nor will I ever think that that means you have to dehumanize people. We'll be taking a break very quickly here. Hold on. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Talking here with Reverend David Castorini of the Castorini Youth Ministries in Phoenix, Arizona, about statements that he made last night that Judge Judy, yeah, he'd have sex with her to convert her to Jesus, even though it'd be really tough. And he's got this guy here, Gavin, a guy that just got out of prison. Maybe he just pass her off to Gavin because she looks okay to him. I mean, that's the way it's coming down here to me. 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445. On the line with me here is Reverend David Castorini from the Youth Ministries in Phoenix, Arizona. Also, one of his youth counselors, Gavin, has joined us, Gavin Hurst. And your phone calls at 855-500-7445. Let's go over to Lorraine on the line here. Lorraine, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
What's going on with me?
What, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, Mr. Hendry. How
yes,
you doing?
I'm doing good. David, are you there?
Well, Phil, I'm right here.
And Gavin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Ms. Hendry.
I got a really big problem with everybody saying right now.
Okay, what is your what's your problem? Maybe, David, you can...
they're talking about Judge Judy looking good in a skirt. I don't care if that woman's wearing a robe, a T-shirt, a necktie. That woman is ugly. Let's just say it. And
well,
second of all,
she might be ugly to you, but she's not ugly to me. This is David Castorini, Lorraine.
Well, you were the one who said that you were passing her off to Gavin because you didn't like her face. You don't like the woman's face. You just turn her around.
Well, that's what I said I would do if you were listening. I said I would. Well, then, why are you asking me again?
Well, how was that experience, then?
Well, probably about the same it is with you, which is pretty nasty.
All right, thank you very much for your call. And you can dump all of that, if you wouldn't mind, there, our good friend Peter, back in the studio. So just to kind of wrap this up so that we can have some semblance of sense to this here, Reverend Castorini and you, Gavin, you realize that this was a firestorm of controversy. And is this something that's going to continue? That's the big question. Is this kind of preaching going to continue?
I don't see anything wrong other than the fact, I'll tell you this much, if people are taking this kind of exception to what I said about Judge Judy, what I will say in the future is that I will just keep that out of our public sermons and we'll do this as private counseling. And Gavin, that means that you would have to come to me for instruction. You understand that?
Well, I get a lot of what you say from the...
I understand that, Gavin. You cannot hear what I'm saying from a sermon or from my homily. You have to come to me privately.
Well, so I go there and get my instruction on what?
On who we want you to go. See, now it's getting too public as well.
Well, what is it with you and Gavin and the rest of these youth? What are you sending them out into the world at night to find converts?
Phil, you are. That's offensive because now you're making it sound like Gavin is some kind of a Frankenstein. Do I send you out into the night, Gavin?
I'm not calling that young man Frankenstein. I'm just saying you're sending these guys out, giving them instruction as to who to go and get and who to convert to Christianity or to bring to you to convert to Christianity. Isn't that what's happening?
Gavin, do I do that?
You give me instruction, but you don't send me out like Frankenstein.
And why don't I do that?
I would not very much like being called Frankenstein.
You're your own man, aren't you, sir? You are your own man, and you brought yourself a long way.
That is correct. I won't be I go out into the night and find choice prospect to bring them back, you know.
Well, what does that mean? Somebody explain it to me, choice prospects and bring them back.
It means that he goes out and he finds young people that are at risk, and he says, will you come down to the youth ministry, Pastor Reverend Castorini? We've got some punch. We've got not the Kool-Aid that everybody talks about, Phil. We got, what do we have, Gavin?
I've got Hawaiian punch.
Hawaiian punch, and we have, what else do we have?
I don't know, a salsa, a chip and dip, you know.
And we lay out chips and dip, and the people can come in from miles around and listen to our sermons and the things we have to say. And I would like to say to that young lady I just spoke to, Lorraine, who is talking about what she can do to make herself look a little bit better, I would say taking a shower. You know, a lot of these young people don't take showers.
Yeah, a lot of them smell.
They do. They smell bad. And
let's forget about what the young people aren't doing right. Let's talk about what you're not doing right, which I still say is a lot. When you say you're going out into the night and bringing people back and probably having sex with them to convert to them to Jesus, it's a sick... Sounds sick to me.
Well, yeah, Phil, I'm not calling you sick.
Well, it sounds sick to me, and I'm not even a Christian, you know. I mean, I'm not even, this is not even my religion. So I wish you all the best.
If you wish me the best, then you want me to continue with this, don't you?
No, what I want you to do is recognize what kind of mistakes you made. I don't know, man. I don't want to tell you what to do.
Well, he helped me out, Mr. Henry. Before you judge a man, you know, he helped me out. And I was helped out by him.
And I don't want to send Gavin out into the night, Phil, to track you down. I'm kidding, but I'm joking about that, Phil.
Well, I would take that as a threat if you were not joking.
I'm joking. I wouldn't send him out to get you or anything, but I would say you're loyal to me, aren't you, Gavin?
Well, I'm loyal to Pastor Castorini. He helped my life, you know. He told me to go out and get Mr. Henry, and I'm not going to have sex with you, Mr. Henry, but if Mr. Castorini, a preacher, Castorini, want to...
I don't want you to go get Phil so I can have sex with him. I'm talking about that.
All right, I'm done with this conversation. Thank you very much, Pastor. We'll have you back on next time we hear some other controversial thing about Judge Judy having a nice ass and you wanting to have sex with her to convert her to Christianity. Wow. And like I said, the last piece of news we had on the Judge Judy family here was that her son, Adam Levy, is suing the local sheriff for defamation in the latest twist in a long feud fit for reality TV. Adam Levy, son of the TV judge, said he'll file a $5 million suit against Putnam Sheriff Donald Smith on Wednesday for comments Smith made regarding the ongoing investigation into the alleged rape of a 13-year-old girl by Levy's personal trainer. Oh, great. This is an allegation, obviously. Smith, motivated by malice and political gamesmanship, orchestrated a public smear campaign by disseminating information about Levy that he knew to be false. All right, so that is the lawsuit. I'm joined here very briefly, Margaret Gray and Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. How are you guys doing?
Well, the big question that we have is why we have not been on the program up until now.
Yeah, we want to find that out.
All right, the reason why I haven't had you on the panel...
Yes, because I know that there have been people asking.
People have asked where are Margaret and Bud and Robert simply because you haven't been here. But I've told them we wanted to kind of get everything up and running and established. We've had more technical challenges, and to add three more microphones to the mix would be difficult.
Well, I wanted to comment on this reverend and the statement that Judge Judy has a nice butt. Now, I heard you playing it pretty soft with him.
Don't talk about Reverend?
I'll do it, Bud. Don't worry.
I wasn't playing it soft with him.
Well, it sounded like it to me, because...
You said it sounded like it.
I mean, it sounded like it. What is it? Are you going to start correcting my grammar?
You correct everybody else's grammar, okay? So it sounded like I was softballing the interview. Is that it?
Yes, it sounded like you were softballing the interview. It sounded to me... like you didn't want to upset. And then when he brought in that Gavin, that man sounded like who of Mice and Men. Who was the big ape in Of Mice and Men?
It was Lenny.
Yes. The one that was played by Lon Chaney Jr.
Lenny was the big, dumb guy.
Yes. So you've got the George and Lenny, and you're cowering.
Yeah, tell him about... They're doing a bad thing.
All right, I told them they were doing a bad thing. What the hell do you want me to say? I said it sounded bad.
Well, that's real.
To me, it sounded bad. All kinds of weird people in this world, and all kinds of weird cults in this world, and all kinds of strange ways that people are disseminating religion in this world. And who am I to judge, you know? If you don't want to join, don't join.
That's the same thing you said about those people on Scientist.
It's not science. He means Scientology.
Yeah, that's exactly what I say about Scientology.
Scientology makes people into robots.
Scientology may do a lot of things. Let me explain something to you about Scientology. Scientology is the same thing as any other religion. People can go and they can either go and do it voluntarily or not, as the case may be. It's got nothing to do with anything. So if you want to be a Scientologist, you can. If you don't, then don't join, man. I don't have a whole lot of patience with people that are bellyaching about Scientology because they're the ones that got themselves into it in the first place.
So you do admit that Scientology destroys the human mind?
No, I did not admit that. I just said the people that are bitching about it, why did you join in the first place? I'm not in Scientology, you'll notice that. I am here.
Hey, good for you. You know about a people getting their mind rotted out.
The only guy around here with a rotten mind is you, bud, and you've never been a Scientologist. I don't think you've ever been anything. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We got Robert Green and Dean Wheeler ahead here on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445.